a blank baby, and the words that fill my head. I'm still a blank baby, but the world would rather see me dead. I was born a blank baby,
and the world's gonna fill baby my radio, head. I'm still a blank baby, podcast, but the world would rather see me dead. I'm Scott McNulty. I'll be your host for, you know, however long this takes us, this crazy podcast of mine. Yeah, so I figured, you know, it's Sunday evening. No better time to talk to yourself about absolutely nothing and have your neighbors call the police because you're just talking. Well, I guess they could think I'm on the phone. I think I start off every podcast debating the same thing, so I'll stop. So I'm doing this podcast because every time I see Dan, he says, when are you going to do another podcast? So now I'm doing a podcast. And here's my flow, my workflow for the podcasts. I drink heavily. I get some cocaine. I do that. However one does that, I suppose you snort it. And then I sit down with my PowerBook, strap on the headphones, and let the magic happen. I'm really a magic maker. That's what I'm doing here. Making magic. With you as my apprentice. But not in, like, the Donald Trump way. In the Mickey Mouse in Fantasia way. Only there are no brooms. But I suppose there could be if you really wanted them to be. But let's not go there. Okay, so actually I don't drink. I don't do drugs. And I don't believe in magic. So, my real workflow is that I just put on the headphones. That much is true. And just talk. I have no plans. I did think about something that I want to talk about, but, yeah, I don't write anything down. I know this is, like, coming as a shock to people who probably think I put in, you know, hours of prep time because the show is so highly polished. But really, you know, it's just a dude, the dude being me, sitting in his living room wearing a Logitech headset and using GarageBand and a kooky PowerBook. To change the world, one listener at a time. That's what we're doing. We're changing the world, folks. And Becky sent me, who doesn't listen to the podcast, because I don't know why she doesn't listen to it. But, you know, it's her choice. It's a free country. She's missing out on some entertainment, perhaps. I don't know. She doesn't listen. Anyway, so she sent me this email, forwarded me an article, I should say, about how the BBC, or the Beeb, as I like to call it, is recruiting, or at least finding new disc jockeys, or DJs, radio personalities to you and I, via podcasting. So perhaps, you know, I will become an international radio star. Though at the moment, I don't really think that radio personalities really make all that much money, unless you're Howard Stern, or Danny Bonaduce, maybe, I don't know. But, and there are two things in this world that I am not, viz. Howard Stern and Danny Bonaduce. I'm neither one of those people. So, I don't think my four episodes of Blank Baby Radio are really going to catapult me into a new career. But it's nice to think about. Not that I don't like my career now, I enjoy it, and I don't want to be fired, so hooray for my job. So what did I want to talk about? I want to talk about, and you may be wondering why there's some classical music playing in the background, because I'm experimenting with the podcast format here. And I thought the classical music would help, because I'm going to talk about a sensitive subject, and I thought the classical music would really, you know, help with that. So, let's take a moment to listen to it. Isn't that nice? Yes, that, friends, is classical music. And I'm playing classical music because I want to talk about a sensitive subject. Not sensitive to me, because I'm secure in my sexuality, but others, even hearing me say the word sexuality, may make people uneasy. And I'm going to talk to you, dear listeners, about underwear, specifically mine. But this, I think everyone, every man at least, goes through this. And I am a man, in case you were wondering. I know my masculine voice really conveys that, you know, machismo that I have, though I think that most men that have machismo probably don't use the word machismo, so perhaps I've... That's neither here nor there. I decided the other day that I needed some new underwear. And really, I think that is the point at which you know that you have entered adulthood. And that's when you think to yourself, self, it's a beautiful day out. I should go buy some underwear for myself. And that's really kind of sad. But I've crossed that bridge many years ago. So I've been an adult for a while, I guess. So that makes this an adult podcast. But not in that way. Because even though I'm talking about underwear, come on, we're all adults here. We can handle it. Underwear. I think we've all handled underwear. But I think I'm going on a tangent here. So I need to buy underwear. And I'm a big man, so I need big underwear. And you would think, well, Scott, isn't, you know, you can get underwear anywhere, you know, what's the big deal? Well, I can't. For some reason, I thought I bought my underwear at Lord & Taylor, which is close to me, so within walking distance. So I walked over to Lord & Taylor. I don't know why I thought I bought my underwear at Lord & Taylor, because I know I've bought something at Lord & Taylor recently, and I know that they don't sell any clothes to fit me, but I thought perhaps they sold underwear that fit me for some reason. So I went there, and it turns out that they don't. I bought shoes there, not underwear. And that's something that I commonly mistaken, shoes and underwear. I can't tell you the number of times I've, you know, worn boxers on my feet. But anyway, actually I can't tell you, none, but that's neither here nor there. So I was at Lord & Taylor, they didn't have my underwear that I wanted. Well, obviously I have my underwear, they don't have my underwear. They didn't have underwear that I could purchase. Well, they had plenty of underwear that I could purchase, but none that I could wear. So I thought, that's when it realized, it being me, that's when I realized that I buy my underwear at Strawbridge's. Ah, oh, silly me. So I walked down to Strawbridge's, which is another department store. Not quite as high-end as Lord & Taylor, but I think the same company owns them, so it doesn't really matter. And I think they're becoming Macy's eventually, so that's probably high-end. So I buy my underwear at Macy's. So I go to Strawbridge's, and I go into the men's underwear section. And, you know, it's for someone who is not, perhaps, confident in their sexuality, it could be a daunting task to stare at nearly naked men, you know, and it's not even on the underwear packages themselves. They focus right there. Every package of underwear has a picture of a man's groin who happens to be wearing that underwear, and who looks a lot better than I ever would wearing anything, let alone my underwear. And so I know the underwear I'm buying is not going to look like that, and it doesn't really serve as a good, you know, pointer to me as to how this underwear would look on me, because my body is so far removed from what I'm seeing on these packages. And packages, of course, slightly double entendre, so you can laugh at that. Ha ha ha. But anyway, so very uncomfortable. And then, of course, that got me to thinking about me in my underwear. So I was thinking about how I look in my underwear. And that led me to look around and see what the other guys who were looking at underwear looked like. And then, of course, I had to imagine them in their underwear. Well, I didn't have to, but I did. And they didn't look anything like the people on the boxes either. And then, of course, now I'm in my underwear, and they're in their underwear, and we're all looking at underwear, and it's getting very uncomfortable. And then a woman, who obviously works at the store, came by, and there were like three men looking at men's underwear, including myself. And she yells at us, well, she doesn't really yell at us, but she says, "Do you gentlemen need help?" And I was like, well, no, I think I can, you know, find my underwear unassisted, thank you very much. And the other gentleman agreed with me, and in that they declined her offer of help. though I guess it's nice. I mean, I don't know when. What would I ask? But anyway, so they did have the underwear that I wanted. And then I decided, well, maybe I'll try some new underwear. So I purchased two packages of underwear that, neither of which I've really tried before, but which will, fit. They have larger sizes, so that's good that they'll fit, at least. And I washed them, and I'm wearing a pair now, and they're nice, and they're fine. I don't think I made a bad decision about my underwear. But I really think that, and I mean, I'm not suggesting that they should have pictures of men who look like me wearing underwear on the packages. I say, let's leave the men off the packages of the underwear. We don't need to see that. Just show us a picture of what the underwear looks like. And leave the rest to our imaginations. Because, really, guys like that, they probably don't even wear underwear. I don't know what they wear, but, and that's neither here nor there, really, and I don't want to think about that. But now I am thinking about these podcasts. They make me think about the oddest things. But anyway, so that's my point. Underwear shopping, well, mission accomplished, but I was uncomfortable. Slightly uncomfortable. Just because I was imagining all these guys in their underwear. Which is something I don't usually do. So that's it, I suppose. That's my story. I bought the underwear. I think it'll work out. Jockeys. I did decide, you know, here's another tidbit. I decided that I would stop buying Hanes. I've made the switch from the Hanes to the Jockey. And the Jockeys are more expensive, but I think they're of higher quality than the Hanes. So that's where I've gone. So gentlemen, if you're looking to make a switch with your underwear purveyor of choice, I recommend the Jockeys. And so, there you go. The executive summary of this today's podcast. Underwear shopping can be a little homoerotic, but don't let that fool you or frighten you. Just, you know, embrace it, purchase the underwear you need, and move on. And then talk about it for no reason. So I've been Scott McNulty, and you've been listening to Blank Baby Radio. And now I will leave you with a song that I think you'll enjoy.